Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th, with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow, I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
In 1970, Disneyland gets invaded. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1970 was the end of the Beatles and the beginning of Earth Day. However, a radical raid on Disneyland made 1970 a strange year. Yippies invade Disneyland, August 1970. Tensions were high at the dawn of a new decade, and the radical 60s did not slow down. The Kent State Massacre was only a few short months before. Enter the Yippies, not quite hippie, not quite yuppie, the radical group who made a splash at the 1968 Democratic Convention trying to get a literal pig on the voting ticket, were back with a sort of vengeance. The Youth International Party was founded by counterculture royalty Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin. There were no official leaders, just a want for social change, usually with public pranks and theatrics. The next performance was to take place on August 6, 1970, at the happiest place on Earth, to protest the Vietnam War and exactly 25 years after Hiroshima. What happens next after a word from today's sponsor? Are you a true crime junkie? Into murder stories or real-life mysteries? Odds are, if you're listening right now, you're probably into one or probably all of those. And if you're like me, you'll very much dig Sword and Scale. Sword and Scale is the longest-standing true crime podcast that combines 911 calls and interrogation audio to tell you real-life stories that will chill you to the bone. Sword and Scale's host and creator Mike Boudet expertly narrates each shocking episode to fully immerse listeners into a carefully crafted real-life story that proves that the worst monsters are real. Some of my personal favorites are episode 121, where Neil Entwistle and his family mysteriously disappear, and episode 107, The Case of Kevin Ray Underwood. I won't spoil them for you. Just give Sword and Scale a listen for yourself. Sword and Scale is available bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe today and leave them a review. That's Sword and Scale, also available at swordandscale.com. Subscribe today and give it a listen. Sword and Scale, proving that the worst monsters are real. Disneyland represented everything the Yippies were against, and Disney was about as establishment as it gets. According to Atlas Obscura, the events would include a Black Panther hot breakfast at 9 a.m. at Aunt Jemima's Pancake House, a woman's liberation rally to liberate Minnie Mouse in front of Fantasyland at noon, a midday feast barbecue of Porky Pig, and a late afternoon infiltration of Tom Sawyer Island. Declaring a free state, brothers and sisters will then have a smoke-in and festival. The flyer also read, "Get over on Disneyland, August 6th, yippee." The police were ready, although it wasn't the revolution everyone expected. A few hundred disorganized Yippies made their way through the park with some anti-war chants. However, some tore parts off the fake city hall, and then things got heated. Fights broke out between the Yippies and tourists, and 100 riot police showed up. Disneyland officials closed the park early, sending all 30,000 visitors home. There were no serious injuries, and 23 were arrested for disturbing the peace and drug possession. I want to thank AtlasObscura.com, LA Magazine, and HuffPost.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save